Good morning, this is Dave Zinn with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Tuesday, February 25th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Cook City Super 8, Bear Claw Bob's, and the Community Food Co-op. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. In the last 24 hours, the Bridger and Northern Gallatin ranges received 15 to 20 inches of snow, with 5 to 8 inches in the Northern Madison range and 0 to 3 inches in the Southern ranges and near Cook City. Winds are 10 to 15 miles an hour from the west in the northern ranges and from the north in the southern ranges. Mountain temperatures are in the single digits to low teens Fahrenheit. Today, skies will be partly cloudy. Winds will be 5 to 15 miles an hour from the west to northwest, and temperatures will rise to the high teens to low 20s. Dangerous avalanche conditions exist with 15 to 20 inches of new snow in the northern Gallatin and Bridger ranges, equaling 1.3 inches of snowwater equivalent, and 5 to 10 inches in the northern Madison ranges, with 0.6 inches of snowwater equivalent. Yesterday in Highlight Canyon, Doug noted that it was snowing and blowing hard, actively loading slopes at all elevations and quickly forming drifts that he carefully avoided. At the same time, I was touring in Beehive Basin and found new snow and the weak snowpack structure we have seen all year. This winter's snowpack has repeatedly demonstrated that snowfall and heavy wind loading leads to large avalanches failing on deeply buried weak layers. You can go to our weather and avalanche log to see this pattern. Today, small avalanches are likely in many areas, and there is a scary possibility of large avalanches, especially on heavily wind-loaded slopes like Saddle Peak. Use cautious route finding to avoid high-consequence avalanche terrain today. Human-triggered avalanches are likely, and the danger is rated considerable. The mountains around Cook City received 3 to 5 inches of new snow in the last 36 hours, equaling 0.4 inches of snowwater equivalent, with strong wind gusts near ridgelines. Ian skied in the Republic Creek drainage yesterday and observed fresh drifts and some shooting cracks within the top 6 inches of the snow. Recently, the snowpack in Cook City has been handling new snow loads well, and avalanches are staying contained within the upper layers of the snowpack. However, the presence of deeply buried weak layers still gives us pause. Today, avoid steep slopes with fresh drifts, especially in high-consequence terrain, such as gullies, the trees, and above cliffs. Larger deep slab avalanches are unlikely as weak snow near the ground gets harder to trigger, but remain vigilant to this lessening possibility by following safe travel protocols and looking for any sign of deeper instabilities. Human-triggered avalanches are possible, and the avalanche danger is moderate. The Southern Madison and Gallatin ranges and the Lionhead area received 0 to 1 inch of new snow in the last 36 hours. This fell on a strengthening snowpack and will not change the avalanche danger. Yesterday, winds gusted up to 40 miles an hour from the north, but without much new snow available for transport, wind loading will only be a factor in isolated areas. Watch Ian and Doug's recent video from Skyline Ridge to learn more about the current state of the snowpack. Avoid isolated areas where you find fresh drifting, especially in high-consequence terrain. Human-triggered avalanches are unlikely, and the avalanche danger is rated low. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form on the website, email us at mtavalanche.com, or leave us a voicemail at 406-587-6984.